Now, the Ring of Kerry charity cycle is now upon us. The 6th of July, next Saturday, of course, it is getting underway. And with me in my studio here is one of the main men behind it, is Cathal Walsh, to talk about this weekend and talk about it. Cathal, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning to all the listeners.
We're hoping the weather will be okay. I'd say it by and large will be okay for the weekend, but how are last-minute preparations and plans going?
Everything is going well, and we're expecting a big number of cyclists, and we have plans in place for parking, and I must inform the people of the road closures, but absolutely... as the lower part of the New Street car park is occupied, that's the mecca for the weekend, that car park will be closed to the public from 7 a.m. on Friday morning next, and will not reopen until midnight on Saturday night. So with regard to cyclist parking, we are delighted that we have, through the St. Brendan's Trust, the car park at the northern side of the St. Mary's Cathedral, that will be used for people who would come shopping or short stay. Otherwise, it's not for cyclists. The cyclist car parks we have are the ones that, as you approach into town during the months of February and March, we call it the Daffodil Field. Michael yes. O'Shea, he's very kindly given us that field for cyclists to park their cars on the morning of the cycle to the start. We don't want them to be bringing their cars into town because we know it's going to be chaotic anyway.
Yes.
With roadworks and everything that's happening. Now, also on the bypass road, and people who come to the Cork Kerry games or whatever games are on the stadium, the HSE field is also available for cyclists to park their cars and they cycle down to the start. Now, with regard to road closures, Mission Road, now that's the road that joins the Church of Ireland to St. Mary's Cathedral, that will be closed from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Saturday morning. It will reopen at 11:30 until it will open until 11:30, but will close again until 8 p.m. in the evening. And Beach Road, which is a link road off of New Street into that car park, the same hours they are open, close between 5 and 9, open again at 12 noon, but close then until 8 p.m. in the evening. With regard to the Ring of Kerry cycle, from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., the road to Killorglan will be closed from the Golden Nugget at Fusa, and people travelling up from the south up to Killarney or wherever they're going, at the Carra Bridge, they will be obliged to turn left, go by the Dukes and Cremorne and come out in Killorglan and proceed on to Milltown, but that's between 6 and 9, but after 9 o'clock, that road will be open. Now, with regard to the Sneem to Molesgap road, that will be closed from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. No traffic allowed between Sneem and the Molesgap Road on that evening. And of course, we have from Kenmare down to Tark Waterfall. Now, people will be able to go to Mucra's House, they'll be able to go to Tark Waterfall, but no traffic allowed up that Kenmare Road between the hours of 11 and 8 a.m.
Okay, so that's all part of it in terms of what's happening. And that those closures are all timed for when the cyclist will be on the
That's
heaviest
right,
part of
yeah,
those
no,
roads.
No, you see, we will have cyclists leaving, but officially 6 a.m. is the start for the cyclists, but my experience of it down the years, people are leaving with lights on their bikes at 4:30 and 5 o'clock, but they won't have any backup until 6 o'clock. Our ambulances and our emergency vehicles will be on duty from 6.
Yeah.
And then at 7:30 a.m. we have what we call a ceremonial start, and that's where Bishop Ray Brown and our starter this year, one young man whom we're very proud of, a Paralympian, Jordan Lee, he's going to be the starter this year of
That's
the cycle.
Great.
He'll be
down
there. A very popular young man whom we're very proud of and delighted that he's coming along. He's
yeah.
so dedicated. That man, all the hours he puts in training himself, and look, we're looking forward to a day. A day like today would be perfect, but the main thing is this is a charity cycle. It's the greatest event of its time in, I would say, compared to anywhere else in the world. A wonderful day out. We feed the cyclists three times during the day. Carras Éireann, thanks to Maurice Fitz there and Colossian de Skellige. Kenmare, your hometown there, the business park, and back here in Killarney. And at all times in between, bananas, waters, nobody is left behind on the Ring of Kerry.
100%. Remind me the numbers. Is it 8,000?
No. You see, we're not the only show in town now, Jerry.
Yes.
Every weekend, there's cycles all over the country, but there's none of them a charity cycle like ours. So
yes,
we get between 4,000 and 4,500 cyclists, and we're quite happy with that because
it's anytime, manageable, yeah, it's capacity.
And we're,
yeah,
able to gauge how many sandwiches. The worst thing that could happen is run out of food. And there's one thing I'm awful sorry about this year. Harrington's Black was so popular in Kinmare,
yeah,
no longer.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway,
yeah, it's a real loss, that's for
we
sure.
We have stewards all over the place at byroads, whistles and flags, warning people because there are, while the roads may be open, people have to be careful.
Yeah.
And I would plead
for people
with cyclists
to go easy on, yeah, the roads for the cyclists.
Yeah, and be courteous and polite and be patient. And cyclists, comply with the rules of the road. The road may be closed, but at the same time, behave and,
yeah,
get everybody back safe and sound. We'll have a wonderful event of music entertainment down in the Beach Road car park and welcome home safe and sound.
Yeah.
And gather as much for charity as you can.
Brilliant.
Thank you very much, Jerry.
Great, Cathal. What Richard Nixon did with Watergate would now be exonerated after yesterday's High Court, Supreme Court ruling in America, says a listener. Crazy stuff. And another listener says, Cathal, delighted about the Galway win. When he came in here, he said, I'll see you in the final, Jerry. Was he, for what do you think? What a result for Galway, Cathal.
Oh, brilliant. And look, you'd be talking about Ronaldo emotional. I'll tell you something. I compared myself to Padraig Joyce on Saturday night. I had a very special reason.
Ah, brilliant. Brilliant. That's great. Listen, fantastic, Cathal. Thanks a million. And good luck with the weekend.
Thanks to Radio Kerry. You're always so well in facilitating us. And without you, we'd be lost.